Customer service is Kayla speaking. How may I assist you today?
Well, let's see here. I've been trying to get a reimbursement on a charge from that happened in September.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you guys in October. It was supposed to be credited. It has not been. It has not been in November, and my bill in December, it still has not been credited.
Should have put it to a first and last name, please.
Robert White.
I do have your account. Can you verify that address, please?
The address is 321 Laramie, St. Charles, Missouri.
Can you verify your email, please?
My email?
Yes.
It's whiteram40@sbcglobal.net.
Can I get your zip code by chance? I'm trying to find you in the system. You're not pulling up.
Zip code is 63304.
I did find your account. Just, I'm going to put you on the brief file when my system pulls it up.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So they did go ahead and, let me see. Yeah, so you caught it on 10/12.
Yes, I did. Original bill was on 9/8. I called on 10/12. I called back in October or November. In October, when I talked to the gal, we agreed that the charge was $72.97 minus the $9.95 for the watch that I got. And I should have been reimbursed $63.02.
Yeah, so on my end, I only showed the $5.75. We cannot cancel that charge out. It is a valid charge. It has been shipped out already.
It's already been shipped out. What are you talking about?
For the watch?
I already got the watch. I got that back in September.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the charge on my end, I'm only seeing two charges, sir. The charge for 9/8 for $72.97, and then the charge on 10/10 for $72.97. You caught in on 10/12 to cancel that $72.97 charge. They gave you back a full refund.
Right, because they charged me twice.
You do get charged twice. So when you signed up for the watch, you did get put into a membership, And you did.
No, I didn't know about that. We talked about that and discussed that. And that's why I should be getting 6302 back. Now, if we can't sell this here, I'm going to turn this over to City Corps and I'll have them handle it.
So what are you calling about? If you already got fully refunded for the 7297 for 1010.
If you billed me twice and then I got one back, that's one. Then
right,
the 70,
that's one. You can't get the other one back because you called in a month afterwards.
That's because I didn't know it was going to be on my bill. That's what
when
I got.
When you signed
my
up
bill.
For the watch, it wasn't in terms and conditions that you would be put into a membership when you got this watch for $574 and pay only shipping and handling. So these are valid charges, sir. I can't touch the September
that's
charge.
That's okay. I'm going to turn it over to City Corps if I can't get any help from you guys.
Is there anything I can do for you today, sir?
So you can't do anything for me?
Sir, you called in on 1010. This is December. We can't touch.
I know what it is.
We can't touch.
I'm waiting on my bill to be credited and it can month to month.
It has
not
been
being
credited.
Credited.
You were informed that the agent informed you, gave you a 50% refund. You declined. Gave you a 70% refund. You declined it. They gave you a full. You accepted it. You accepted it for that charge, sir. We cannot go back a month and change that for you. It wasn't terms and conditions. It did state that when you bought the watch, it does state that you'll be put into a membership. I'm sorry about that, but I cannot touch that account.
Well, I'll turn it over to a City Corps.
Thanks for calling Customer Service. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you.